Hello, everyone. This is Molly Douthat.
And David Douthat.
Welcome to More Than Hearing, a podcast to encourage preachers to use multiple intelligences in sermons and worship leadership, because there are plenty of ways to reach someone's soul.
Today's podcast will cover the lectionary selections for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Proper 28, Pentecost Plus 26, Year B. Daniel has a vision of a fateful day of judgment and deliverance. In Mark, Jesus tells his disciples a day is coming when the temple will be thrown down. The author of Hebrews encourages us to live into Christ's eternal sacrifice until the perfect day. Whatever day it is when you listen to this, we have some multiple intelligence material to encourage you.
We have established this podcast based on Dr. Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. Dr. Gardner suggests that there are multiple ways to learn, process, remember, and understand our world. Each week we develop illustrations and special effects for the weekly readings of the Revised Common Lectionary that use various smarts based on Dr. Gardner's identified intelligences. We call them word smart, eye smart, math smart, body smart, music smart, nature smart, people smart, and self smart. You can read more about Dr. Gardner's work by clicking on the link at the top of our webpage.
As we read and reflect on the scripture passages for each week, we explore ways these intelligences can be utilized for a deeper appreciation of God's Word. Anytime and any way we make use of the different smarts, we give people greater access to the Word of God so they can acquire it, process it, and internalize it in ways that make sense to them. So let's get started.
The Old Testament lesson for Year B, Ordinary 33, is from Daniel 12, verses 1 through 3. We're going with the other reading. There are two other readings from 1 Samuel, but we're going with this one, mostly because we're at the end. This is the last Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year B. The next Sunday is Christ the King, which is the very last day, and then we roll over into Advent, Year C.
Doing something a little different.
A little different, yes. So please keep with us and come back for those new opportunities there. Anyway, so we're going with Daniel. Daniel is part of the apocalyptic literature of the Bible. And these three verses are very apocalyptic. There's a great prince that's going to arise. The people who were dead are going to rise, and some to eternal life, some to eternal shame. There's going to be bright lights in the sky, and people who arise and who are wise in this particular time will shine like those bright lights. So there's a lot of stuff to look at here, a lot of unpacking that we need to do. And we're going to do that with three of the intelligences. We're going to look at a special effect for eye smart, a special effect and illustration in body smart, and an illustration in nature smart. We do have some other stuff from some of the other intelligences, which you can look at the worksheet, which you can download from the webpage, www.morethanhearing.org.
So starting with iSmart, then, we're going to take a look at verse 2 and the phrase dust of the earth, as in those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall arise. And the Hebrew here is afar.
Afar. They generally tend to put the emphasis on the second syllable, so afar.
Put the emphasis in the right syllable. So yeah. Afar, which does not mean way over there, it means dust of the earth, but also ashes or debris, the ruins of a place, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So if we think about it in those terms, then these may be those who have gone through a great calamity and that they are being redeemed, restored.
Or they're the survivors.
As opposed to they're dead and buried and they'll be resurrected. So
it could be,
or it could be both.
Well, it could be people being pulled out of rubble, too. I mean, you see that a lot in on the news of, you know, folks being pulled out
after
of earthquakes or fires or building collapses or things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that might be what's going on here.
So that's kind of where we want to go with the special effect is to think about some of those scenes of destruction. Mm-hmm. So we'd recommend just doing a search, finding such pictures of people being pulled from the rubble mm-hmm. or of the rubble and dust and mm-hmm. debris of hurricanes, earthquakes, wildfires, and so on. Also wars and accidents, mass shootings. You could go there if you feel it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. So judge your crowd on that and you know, don't go for the gore and the shock, but just to get that sense of being lifted
something
out of the dust.
Something awful has happened. Right.
Right. So if you want to go along with that with a little more physical sort of thing, then you can get some dust or some ashes or some sand. And as you're talking about that idea of those who lay in it, just have some to pour out mm-hmm. into a bowl or some other container. Probably not just out on the table or the floor.
Well, it depends on what kind of a relationship you have with your cleaning crew.
That's true.
Or if you are the cleaning crew. All right, moving on to body smart. We're looking at verse 1 where Daniel is talking about Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people.
I presume this is Michael the archangel.
Yes, I think so. The word in Hebrew, protector, is also could be translated as someone who takes a stand and a sort of a defensive stand. So imagine that this is in Body Smart, where we're incorporating our physical beings. Imagine who you would take a stand or a stand over. This is a little bit of People Smart, but it's kind of the feeling that you have in your body when you are standing protectively for a child, a relative who's maybe disabled or sick, a vulnerable person, a place. Would you stand in protection over a place or a value? There's people smart because of the inherent relationships, and also some self smart because of identifying what's important to you and identifying those things in your own person that kind of give you that visceral reaction of here and no further.
It occurs to me, you might, if you have somebody who's been in the armed services who has done guard duty.
Excellent.
You might
have them
ask
talk
them
about what it feels like in their body to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And what kind of stance you take in that kind of protective situation.
That's an excellent illustration. So for a special effect, invite people to actually stand as they would imagine Michael standing or a guard standing, or you could invite them to do some poses from yoga, the mountain pose, which, you know, look, if you're looking at it, it looks like you're just standing there, but there's really an awful lot of that's happening in your body when you do mountain pose.
It's an active standing.
It is very active. I do it sometimes when I'm standing in line. Mm-hmm. And also, we have a link to a full sequence of warrior poses, a lot of different poses that you do in yoga that are reminiscent of a warrior taking a stand or being protective. Mm-hmm.
Then for Nature Smart, in verse 3, it talks about a couple of natural phenomena.
Phenomena.
Do, 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 do.
I think it's a rule that you have to do that when someone says
so.
Phenomenon.
I think you do. Yeah. So a couple of phenomena. The brightness of the sky and being like the stars forever. So we have a couple of links for you to take a look at. One is a discussion of Halley's Comet, and that they've pushed back the earliest recording of a sighting of the comet to 466 BC, which would be just a little bit after the exilic period, after the Restoration. Mm-hmm. So it could be that they're talking about that.
Actual Halley's Comet.
That they might be talking about a nice apparition of the comet or some other comet. We don't know. But anyway, that's something to think about. So take a look at that article and see if that works for you. And then we also have an article for you from Earth and Sky that talks about how many stars you can see in a dark sky at night, and has some nice pictures of
some really beautiful ones.
Yeah, of what you might be able to see, which you wouldn't be able to see because you can see more in photographs than you can with your eye. But nevertheless.
Go look at the pictures.
Look at the pictures. And then connect with that to say, you know, if you've been under that dark night sky and have seen the brightness of the stars, describe what that's like. And you know, some of the words that I tend to use when I'm describing that are brilliance, majesty, glory. So what would it take for someone to describe our church with words like that? Because it says that we would be like the stars.
We would be like that, right.
Mm-hmm. So what would it be like? What would we have to do? What attributes in people would bring up that kind of language, and where do those come from? So there's a little bit of people smart and self-smart if you get into that part of it.
Mm-hmm. But, which is a good connection.
Yeah,
because I think there is, I think that's definitely, yes, it's a good connection. Let's go on.
Let's. The epistle lesson for Year B, Ordinary 33, is Hebrews 10, 11 to 14, and 19 to 25. You can throw in the extra verses if you want. We're not. So this is, again, a continuation of the discussion of how Jesus is superior to the priests. They perform sacrifices over and over that don't ultimately take away sin, and Jesus made his sacrifice once. It was good for all forever. And so he gets to sit beside God for doing that, which is probably pretty cool. As a consequence of this, then we are encouraged to live accordingly, to live righteous lives, and to be bold in approaching the throne of God, because we have been washed clean. And let us then also live out our confession, and if anything, provoke one another to greater righteousness, and don't skip getting together for worship, y'all. And we do all of this because we see the day approaching. Capitalized day in the NRSV, just so we know that they're talking
just
about something
specific. Just in case you're a little confused.
Right. So we're going to take a look at iSmart with both illustration and special effect, MathSmart illustrations, BodySmart both, and MusicSmart both.
All right. Well, for iSmart, we're starting with verse 11 about the priests' offerings that never have the power to, you know, completely and totally take away sin. Thinking about how something is just not effective, for a couple of illustrations you might try for this, bring in a dead battery. I mean, nobody knows it's dead. It's just a battery. But, you know, talk about how a dead battery can really mess up the flow of things. Mm. You're late to work. You run out to the car. That's the end of that.
It's like those commercials. They have commercials about that sort of thing.
Right. They certainly do. Yeah. Or trying to erase a whiteboard. Sometimes
it's never quite.
Yeah,
they're comes
never
clean.
Yeah, and sometimes people use the wrong kind of marker on a whiteboard, so you have a word up there that just never comes off. Depending on that word, that could really be a problem.
Yeah.
So those are a couple of illustrations. For a special effect, bring in that battery, that dead battery, and put it in a flashlight and click, 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 click. Or a flashlight that's got a battery that's going. So turn it on, it's kind of weak, and then it goes...
You got to shake it and bang it.
Whack, 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 whack. Or bring in a whiteboard and erase it, and erase it, and erase it. And erase
or
it.
one that's got all the ancient markings on it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, or the little flecky parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know why people think those are better than blackboards.
Anyway, going on to MathSmart. Thinking about verse 14, where Jesus is said to have made a perfect offering. And thinking a little bit about perfection then. And so we've got a link for you to the infinity symbol, which is kind of a sense of perfection. It's that sideways eight. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a link for you to that. Anything
or
else?
Or a ring.
A ring, yes.
Symbolizes never ending.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there are probably other...
Celtic knots,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those sorts of things might work for for a little bit of infinity and perfection. Then going to the logic side, the idea of Jesus' action perfecting us made me think of perfecting emotion because I'm Presbyterian. So we have a...
And we've been to General Assembly.
We have been to General Assembly. And we have a link for you to some instructions to General Assembly commissioners on what happens in the Roberts Rules activities. So somebody makes a motion and then you perfect the motion, which means you can make amendments to it.
Right.
And then if there's a substitute motion, then you
have to deal with that.
Perfect the substitute motion. And so
it's kind of like a math equation.
Yeah.
With the parentheses and the exponential numbers and making numerators, sure numerators and denominators.
Yep.
That's hard to say real fast, especially if you're not thinking about it.
Anyway, the order of operations
is what you're referring to. Order of operations. That's it. That's the phrase.
Yeah. So anyway, you can take a look at that PDF on perfecting emotion.
For Body Smart, we're looking at verse 14, continuing with verse 14, perfected, teleo in Greek, which could also mean finished or completed. It's done. So for Body Smart is an illustration for that. Think about how your body feels when you've completed a workout. Or if you have somebody...
That's a long memory. It's a, I have to dig for that one.
Well, we did dig. We actually dug our son out of the driveway. Oh, well, yeah, he got stuck in some snow today. And so we were completing that particular task. He's not entirely back where he had parked earlier, but he's on the driveway. He's off the road.
Close enough.
There we go. That's complete.
Yes.
Completing maybe a round of golf or a game of sports.
Marathon.
Just things that cleaning the house, washing the dishes, finishing up some yard work, just something's done and you can feel good about having finished that particular physical activity.
A good kind of tired.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of nice to think of Jesus having a sense of satisfaction about having done this for us. Whew, done.
Yeah.
So then for a special effect, this is something a little different. We're looking at that idea of the footstool.
God will make his enemies
a footstool. Yeah, so literally it's something that is under the foot. So for a special effect, thinking about this thing, about a footstool, imagine the body position of either being under a foot or being the one using someone under your feet. Just kind of imagine yourself physically that way. You might even have a willing participant who would be a footstool. Or the more dramatic pose would be to put your foot on someone's neck, which might be a little bit what the author might be thinking of here, because he's talking about enemies.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or if you want to go something a little more benign, and we've already suggested this for the Daniel passage, pull out the yoga and do the child pose in yoga, because you're down on the ground, your face is to the ground. There's definitely a sense of vulnerability because your neck is exposed.
Mm-hmm. And then for Music Smart, we have a hymn suggestion for you. It's called Christ Be My Leader. And we have a link for you to the lyrics there. It's not one that I'm familiar with, so I'm not even sure what the tune is. But it's a nice flow, and it's a prayer to Christ to take charge, basically, under all circumstances of life. So that would fit in nicely. Then I got that itch that happens sometimes, and felt like somehow this passage should be done as a wrap. So I started working on it. I've got half of it done so far on the worksheet. I can write them. I can't do them. Takes a lot of work. I'm certainly not a freestyler. But anyway, take a look at that. Whether you do it as a rap or just as poetry, give it a shot. See what you think, and have a look at ours. We'll have that in the show notes and on the worksheet at morethanhearing.org. org. All right, let's go on.
The gospel lesson for year B, Ordinary 33, is from Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. Last week, you'll remember, Jesus was remarking on a widow giving the last of everything she had. And I read a commentary about that last week saying, we don't really know what Jesus' tone of voice or anything when he was having his disciples notice this. But then somebody said, yeah, but then we have this story where they go out and the disciples are like, whoa, look at how big this is. How wonderful. And Jesus says, yeah, well, no stone will be left here upon another. It's all going to be thrown down. So that may be kind of a clue as to Jesus' state of mind post seeing this widow giving everything she had to live on. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. It's a good tie-in to last week and would have been helpful to have had last week, I suppose, if you were preaching on that. But future reference, or even use it this time if you want to. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so he says that to the particularly odd disciple. And then they go to the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, and Peter, James, John, and Andrew come and say, when's this going to happen, the temple being thrown down? What are the signs for these things? And then Jesus gives them advice about beware not being led astray. A lot of people are going to come and say, I am the one. And he encourages them that when they hear rumors of wars or about wars happening, don't be alarmed that those things are going to happen. Nation's going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, be earthquakes, famines. Those are just the beginnings of the birth pangs. And for millennia, we have watched those sorts of things and thought, this is it, this is the one. And then things take a turn and it doesn't happen. So, Anyway,
One of our New Testament professors saying we are always in the end times.
Yeah. Well,
these
in a way,
always happening.
Right. Kind of like the poor are always with us. It's Jesus' way of seeing first how we're going to respond to the least of these and two, how we're going to live our lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there it is, the little apocalypse. So we have 5 intelligences we're going to look at. We have a special effect in EyeSmart, an illustration for BodySmart, an illustration for MusicSmart, an illustration for PeopleSmart, and both for self. So let's get started with eye.
Okay, we're going to take a look at the space of worship for you. And so you can start off maybe with some pictures of what the second temple looked like. And there are plenty of such images available. And we've got a link for you, which takes you to that major search engine. so you can, but it's not too difficult.
The other one.
Yeah. But it's pretty easy to find your own pictures.
And get lost in the rabbit hole.
Indeed.
Oh, I have spent hours looking at those pictures. Anyway,
go ahead. And there are also, of course, images of what people think the destruction thereof looked like.
Right.
Not quite as many of those, probably, but they're out there, too. So you can play with those and give those to people to see projecting or whatever technology you have. Then another way that you could go at this would be to build a rough replica of your church building using blocks and then talk about what goes on there and all your ministries and all the people and what the building means to your congregation. And then knock it down.
That's a bold thing to do.
So that no block stands on another. One more way that you might go at it is to give a brief tour of the second temple, but using your sanctuary to point out the different elements of that space, and then to imagine its destruction.
Yeah.
That works better for some architecture than others.
Yeah.
Like we've got two aisles in that, and the choir is right behind the pulpit. And that doesn't really fit with the architecture of the temple, but you can make it work. Takes a little imagination.
For Body Smart, we're looking at the birth pangs reference that Jesus has right there at the end of that particular passage. So we have a link to a website called parents.com that shows 5 actual early signs of labor. So if any one of these things happen, you probably ought to want to be getting your shoes on. if all of them happen, yeah, definitely get to the hospital or wherever it is that you're going to be delivering your baby because it's coming. I was reading through these, and apparently the water breaking prior to labor is a fairly uncommon experience, and it happened with both of my pregnancies. That's how I knew I was in labor. It's like, oh, hey, I think a baby's coming.
Yeah.
And then, so, yeah, went that way.
Just briefly for Music Smart, we have a couple of items for you. We have a song called All Are Welcome, and that is by Marty Haugen, H-A-U-G-E-N, and we have a link to the sheet music for you. And then a poem by Pastor Kenneth Storks, and that is called Edifice Rex.
It's a good one.
And that is W-R-E-C-K-S, Edifice Rex.
Yes, it's a lovely, lovely play on words.
Yeah.
And it is really a very good poem. Highly recommend it. For People Smart, we're wondering what exactly it is, Jesus is describing here. Is he talking about the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, or is he talking about a larger end of time scenario? I think you're going to have to make your own decisions about that one, how you want to interpret that. But we do have a link to an article published about a year and a half ago about some archaeological evidence of the Battle of Jerusalem that happened in AD 66-70. They found some things called ballista balls, which were essentially first century cannonballs.
So much of the cannon.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have cannons then. Right. There was no gunpowder. We didn't have gunpowder at that time. But they did find a very clever way of flinging large round stones at high velocity quickly. So you can look up what a ballista is and see all sorts of things. Just pa-choo, pa-choo. So
They also found arrowheads from the arrows that the Jews were shooting back
at the Romans. Right.
For Self-Smart, this might still be a little soon, but imagine Jesus giving this talk here as he walked with his disciples through New York City in 1981, walking through the plaza of the World Trade Center. That would be the sort of impact that this would have for the disciples, I think. Mm-hmm. Then I came across a post that was kind of surprising. It was written by a modern Ethiopian Jew and talking about how she and her family grew up believing that the temple in Jerusalem still existed. They did not know that it had been destroyed 2,000 years before.
They were in a remote place, weren't they?
Apparently. And then they emigrated to Israel and found that it was gone. And so she talks a little bit about how that impacted their lives. And a fascinating article. So we have a link to that. I encourage you to take a look at it. Then finally, for a special effect, after giving the virtual tour of the temple from the iSmart elements above, talk in the past tense about how your sanctuary was attacked by the Romans and torn down, and explore with your congregation the grief, the loss of community, the apparent defeat of your God. Although you might make the turn in there, of course, we learn later that God is not that easy to kill. We know that Jesus, anyway, was, you know, brought back and all that. So we have that. So you came up with a song, though, that might go along with this.
Yeah, the devastation that the woman was experiencing in coming to Jerusalem and finding out the temple's gone made me think of a song by the Pretenders called My City Is Gone.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool one. Hey, cool. Ho. That's it for today's podcast. Please ask questions or leave us a comment on our website, www.morethanhearing.org, or facebook.com/morethanhearing, or tweet us at morethanhearing, or email us at connect@morethanhearing.org. If you tried any of these suggestions, or maybe even got an idea that you liked better than ours, please let us know what you did and how it went. We would love to hear how using this theory has made a difference in your preaching and worship.
Remember to check out the show notes, worksheets, links, and resources at our website. They go hand in glove with the podcast and give you lots more material to work with. Don't forget to subscribe using the links on the website for iTunes, Google Play, Android, or good old RSS, or just point your podcatching software at morethanhearing.org/feed/podcast. You can help others find us more easily by writing a review at the iTunes store, and of course you can share the show with your friends and colleagues. We'll be back with another episode next week, so in the meantime, stay subscribed
and be smart.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
This is a Whippet Good production. Okay, well, how do I get out of this now?
I don't know.